The CEO of the Cape Breton Regional Chamber of Commerce is urging people to buy local. Megan Penny says it's one of the region's best tools to deal with an escalating tariff war between Canada and the U.S.
The suggestion is always to be supporting local businesses first, to look at the options that we have here in our region before shopping externally or looking elsewhere, because it does support our local economy, it creates jobs, and helps to keep that money here in our community.
Penny responds to Premier Tim Hewson's recent call for buying Canadian products now more than ever.
It's always important, but now more than ever it especially is. This is a difficult time for a lot of businesses and a lot of employers, and I think it's really important that, again, yes, now more than ever, we're supporting them.
She says a number of local businesses will be impacted by the latest round of tariff negotiations.
Manufacturing or any that are exporting outside of Canada, even some that are, you know, have to import their supplies that they need to manufacture, create their products here in Canada, some of that will also be affected on either side. So there is, it's hard to narrow down just one because there is many that will be impacted now.
Penny says they're reaching out to local businesses to hear concerns to help draw up possible solutions.
We did just recently send out a survey to our membership to hear back on how they are being affected and what they're currently experiencing right now or what they're anticipating will happen. So we're just looking to hear back from them and get direct feedback to see what they would like to see us advocate for and what they are looking for from us and also from the government through this process.
Ottawa is putting tariffs on over 700 products to match those in the U.S. The tariffs come into effect on September 8th and cover about $27.6 billion worth of goods. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.